All right, good morning, everyone. We're here at Beach Lane with Beach Lane Presents on behalf of Radio Karam, and it's George's again, George McHale, and I'm here with the lovely Daniela Birch. Good morning, Daniela.
Good morning, George's.
How are you this morning?
Oh, it's a beautiful day. Can't complain.
It's a beautiful day. Absolutely beautiful. Daniela, you're one of the new practitioners to practice your craft at Beach Lane, and we're here to talk about some of your workshops and some of your talent that you're bringing to us. Now, I believe you're a psychic and a medium and a healer.
That's correct, and a teacher as well.
And you've been in this field for about 20 years. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay, everyone. So, as Georgia says, I'm an international psychic medium who specialises in soulmates, relationships, past life trauma, men's health and sexuality mainly is what my clients come to me for.
Oh, I didn't know about the men's health and sexuality bit.
Yes.
Okay, we might talk about that at the tail end or maybe offline. Yeah,
yeah, fair enough.
So, you've been doing this for a while, for about 20 years, I think you were saying to me.
Yes, so I sort of started my journey when I was about 18. So I was very sensitive as a child and I really needed some guidance. I was suffering anxiety attacks and I, you know, decided to go to my own psychic and say, what is this all about? Why am I so sensitive and telepathic? And why can I read people if they don't like me? And yeah, she basically said, this is who you are and this is a path you're going down.
So you were already sensitive, you were having some intuitions, or what was happening to you at the age of 18 that made you ask the question?
Well, pretty much started as a child, to be honest. So I always saw things in my room and felt energy and, you know, I had imaginary friends, and to me it was very normal, you know, until I sort of spoke to other people and they said, no, we don't see any of that stuff. Then I realised that, you know, I had that ability to see into the other worlds.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so you saw your medium, and what did he or she say to you?
Well, she just basically said that you need to go on this journey and you need to start honouring that this is who you are. And so I joined some meditation groups and psychic circles and did a diploma just so I had the paperwork to say, hey, everyone, this is who I am. But, you know, we're all intuitive and psychic. It's just that, you know, this is something that I had to develop and, you know... You do. Like some people, you know, the gifts open up, but you still need to understand how it works. So.
So if I was to have a session with you.
Yes.
How would that work? Just can you walk us through conceptually how that works?
Absolutely. So I basically connect into what's called your spirit guides, and then I have a chat to them and I say, okay, what do you need support with? So it's like I can talk to a part of you that you can't access. So whether you see that as your subconscious mind, they tell me, all right, well, this is what's going on with George's and he's holding this pain because of this, and then I can actually just start to shift it through your body, and it can be through affirmations. It's you know, it's a very sort of technique that my guides and I use, essential oils, and just really help you bring into that awareness what is held in the body, and then you're free from it. So it's really amazing.
Yeah, I'd hoped almost to have a session with you before this interview, but maybe it's just as well that I haven't. So and that's is there some kind of a physical connection, or you know, would I have my eyes closed? Would I be in a trance, or, you know, just...
Yeah, so basically you have got your eyes closed for most of it. Sometimes I may need you to look at something just to help shift that energy. Just depends on the client. Yeah. But I literally take the pain for you. So I just bring into awareness, okay, some things have happened in the womb, you know, when you're in the womb with the mum, and that's where a lot of that stuff gets set up. We surrogate our parents' emotions. And so I disconnect you from all those etheric cords from people, trauma. Yeah, it just depends, and it's all stored in certain parts of your body. So you usually have your eyes closed, but sometimes, yeah, I say, look, can you just say this for me out loud just so I can shift it? So I'm always in connection with you and your spirit guides, and they let me know this is what's happened at this particular point. And a lot of the time we have absolutely no idea that's even sitting in there, that memory. So basically we come here with five key wounds, and the five key wounds are all set up between 0 and 7 from our childhood. And so a lot of the time I go back to that timeline between 0 and 7 and start shifting some of those, you know, negative beliefs and patterns and programs that you have.
That 0 to 7 seems to be quite core to a lot of different schools of thought, doesn't it? You know, with Steiner and Montessori and so on, there's a lot of that 7 keeps coming up. Is that a universal?
Well, that's basically when we sort of disconnect from our parents. So from the age of 7, that's when we start to become that little bit more independent. But everything is set up between 0 and 7. So, you know, your beliefs about love and the issues that you have with your parents, it's all stored at that particular time. So that's why I do a lot of work with the inner child.
Yeah, fantastic.
So, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. By the end of the session, how do you find people walk out? Where are they?
Oh, sometimes their face is completely changed. They look in the mirror and their eyes have changed. They feel more empowered. So I'm very much about empowering people. Mm. Light is probably the usual thing that people say. They say, I feel a bit lightheaded, or I just feel like I'm floating. So it's, you know, we're clearing so much trauma that you've been holding onto for a very long time, and sometimes in past lifetimes as well.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And do you find people tend to see you once only, or is it recommended that's twice or three times or on a needs basis? How does that work?
Every person's individual. Mm. Usually I have it as a program with three particular sessions. Mm. We'll start off with the inner child, so do a lot of work around the parents' issues, and then we'll do work around, you know, relationships. And then the third session can be past lifetimes, and, you know, just depends what the client needs. If it's a reading, for an example, I do what we call soul contract readings or relationship readings, and that gives you an idea of what you're here as a soul to learn. It's an amazing process. You walk out just going, oh, I know why I'm here. I understand the lessons and why I'm attracted to these certain people and what they're teaching me and what I came to understand about my parents. Yeah. So that can mean maybe once or twice a year I might get those sort of clients.
Sounds to me like I need to book my session.
Yes, absolutely.
Very, very soon. You've got a workshop coming up, Daniela, next Sunday here at Beach Lane.
Yes, tomorrow, that's correct.
And that's from 2 to 5pm.
Yep. That is correct, yes.
Just take us there a little bit. I know the details are on our website, beachlane.co, but just give us a bit of an oversight as to what's in that workshop tomorrow.
Okay, so it's pretty much stemming around my book, which is called Soulmates Love Within the Dark, and so it's all my teachings of 20 years. So we start off, as I mentioned before, about the inner child, so just understanding the key wounds and why you've chosen those particular parents, and then we go into what we call soul contracts. So that's a really big part of the course, where you're understanding that you have these contracts with everyone in your life, and what some contracts may be that may be holding you back from finding love. So the workshop's really about attracting the love that you really want, because we tend to choose people you know, that might be abusive, or you know, it's a certain pattern that you keep attracting, and it's usually because of one of the parents, and you bring those people in to clear that wound, which is what we're trying to do on a soul level. So then we go into what a soulmate is, because a lot of people don't understand what a soulmate is, and they're basically a particular soul that we've been with many, many lifetimes, and there's that sense of familiarity. And so we are contracted to have children with them, and you know, have those, you know, it can be beautiful experiences, or it can be what we see as negative experiences, but they're all there to empower us, right? So I teach you a little bit about the 77 lessons that we do come here to learn on a soul level. 77 lessons that we come here to learn. And some we're really good at, and some we suck at. And so we choose those souls that can help us, you know, step into, say, forgiveness. And, you know, a lot of people have gone through betrayals or deep pain, and it just... The course really empowers you, because then you go, oh, this is why I chose this. And you take full responsibility for your life, instead of holding on to past events that, you know, it can be 10 years that you're still holding on to something. And I just step you out of that story. and that you know, that belief, and go, oh, now I can finally be free. And so, and, you know, by the end of the course, like, one girl actually fell pregnant straight after my course. It just blew my mind.
So that really cleared a few things for
you. Yeah, everyone would just walked out like in a daze. They're like, what the hell just happened?
Amazing.
Yeah, it was because I'm healing people at the same time while they're sitting in there, and they're just getting these aha moments. Mm. So, yeah, it's really
good. And I think you've limited the workshop to how many? No more than 20, I believe. Is that right?
Look, to be honest, I can really only hold 10 people at a time right now.
Yep.
Yeah, 10 people. Or else it just gets too much for me because I'm holding that space.
Yeah, it takes a lot of energy from you, I'm sure.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
So that workshop's happening tomorrow, and if you want more details, the information's on our website, beachlane.co. So please go there and book and or inquire about the next workshop. You're planning on a couple of further workshops, Daniela, into the future. I know you haven't got dates for those yet.
Yep.
At a quick high level, what are those workshops going to be covering?
Okay, so one's going to be called the Star Children, which is basically helping parents identify why their children are a lot more, well, they're different compared to, say, our generation. You know, they're more sensitive and, you know, they're labelled with ADD and, you know, all these different labels. And I'm really here to educate what their needs are, because a lot of parents don't understand that they're very sensitive to sugar and wheat and, you know, they have to be... taught differently than what we were brought up. And then the other workshop's about connecting into your ancient wisdom, which is really just a way of saying connecting into your psychic abilities. So yeah, it's gonna be good.
Fantastic. Now, before those workshops, you're planning on you've got a visit to the UK, I believe, in June, July. You'll be running something in the UK.
Yes, yeah, so my book should be launched by May, and I'm just going to go on a bit of a tour around the UK and the USA, I hope, in September. So I really am international. I've helped support people all over the world, and, UK is usually a good audience.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. And the book is called Soulmates. Is that right?
Soulmates, Love Within the Dark.
Love Within the Dark. Fantastic.
Yes.
Okay, so... there's clearly a lot in this area, and I can imagine we could keep talking more in depth, but perhaps we'll do that at a further interview in the future.
Not a problem, Georges.
Daniela, anything else, anything further to add that we've missed out that's critical?
Look, the only thing that I really just want to say to everyone is, you know, like my whole mission is to support people and couples, and making sure that you are really communicating in your relationships and embracing that highest source of love that you are here to experience, you know, and not settle for less than what you're actually worthy of. So, you know, for me, the course is about really understanding that you deserve love in this lifetime.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's a privilege to have you on board with the different programs at Beach Lane, Daniela. And look, thank you very much for your time this morning. And thank you to Marcus, Radio Karen. More information, again, beachlane.co. And we'll see you guys next week. Enjoy this lovely weekend. Bye for now.